Wisconsin Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
It's NPR's All Things Considered here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. About a 60% chance for showers to continue this afternoon and into the evening. Overnight temperatures fall into the low 50s. About a 60% chance for rain showers. Some rain showers in the area now around Lawrence and Topeka. It's 6 minutes after 3.
Dollars in what are called contingency reserves that could fund the bulk of what is needed for November benefits. Situations like this are precisely why Congress provides them.
She says the Trump administration could also shift other money like it's done to help WIC. The Agriculture Department did not respond to an NPR query about whether it has a legal obligation to keep funding SNAP. In a statement, a spokesperson blamed Democrats for risking food aid.
Last night, Billboard. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence and 89.7 in Emporia. One of the core business lines for Western Union has been migrant workers in the U.S. sending money back home. Now, Western Union says that aspect of their business is considerably down since President Trump took office. We'll hear more about that. That's coming up in 5 minutes. Also ahead this half hour, a Boston restaurant is under fire because of its decor. It displays framed photos of local gangsters and criminals, and some of the patrons say that glorifies those criminals. The co-owner doesn't agree with that.
Our pictures were not put up to say that these people were good people or they were heroes. It's very obvious that they're bad people and criminals. They're mugshots.
We'll have more on that controversy in Boston. That's coming up in 20 minutes. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center, presenting Haunting Humanities on Wednesday, October 29th at 5:30 p.m. at Abe and Jake's Landing in Lawrence, open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
You better not wait on getting your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas. It's coming up Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. It's a very popular event. It usually sells out. Last year's concert sold out 2 weeks early. So don't wait. Run, don't walk. Go to Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office and get your tickets for Big Band Christmas.
Support for NPR comes from
Arthur Doves. There's a sort of ego there of kind of, I'll steal the artist that only real artists know about.
Josh O'Connor on Plane, The Mastermind, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Tune in for Weekend Edition every Saturday and Sunday morning at 7 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. Latest regional headlines coming up in just a couple of minutes. About a 60% chance for showers to continue this evening and into the overnight hours. Temperatures in the mid-50s now, falling into the lower 50s overnight. It's 53 degrees and cloudy. Rain showers in the vicinity in Lawrence at 3:30.
For grazing purposes, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says Trump
apologized, saying the military was not actually needed in the city. For NPR News, I'm Sydney Johnson in San Francisco.
Stocks finished the trading week on Wall Street higher. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, and for Laura Lawson this afternoon, it's 3:32. Kansas livestock groups are urging ranchers to contact their lawmakers to oppose the Trump administration's plans to import beef from Argentina. As Kaylin Moore reports, the livestock groups say the deal would hurt Kansas agriculture.
Beef prices have been rising due to drought, which made cattle feed more expensive, and higher costs for equipment and energy are causing some ranchers to shrink their herds. President Trump said earlier this week that he wants to import beef from Argentina to lower prices, but experts say that would mostly hurt the profits of ranchers in places like Kansas. Scarlett Madinger with the Kansas Livestock Association says Trump's comments alone already hurt cattle markets.
Just the comments or the allusion to this plan dropped the bottom out of the market.
Prices for cattle dropped $9 per 100 pounds. Madinger says Kansas ranchers want the government not to intervene in the market. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The president's plan to buy beef from Argentina has sparked a rare moment of bipartisan unity among the Kansas congressional delegation. Democratic Representative Charisse Davids expressed her opposition to the president's proposal in comments to the Topeka Capital Journal. Davids says the federal government should be doing more to support American beef producers. Republican Congressman Derek Schmidt agrees with his Democratic colleague. Schmidt is one of eight House Republicans who've sent a letter to President Trump opposing his plan. That streetcar extension in Kansas City, Missouri is finally open. As Jody Fortino tells us, riders can now take the car from the River Market through downtown to Westport and the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Hi, everybody!
I'm on the new streetcar extension, just leaving Maryland Stop. And it's packed with people and people lining the streets and waving. It now reaches the River Market to UMKC along Main Street. If you're driving along Main, notice and appreciate the lack of cones, but be sure to look out for new transit-only lanes. The easiest way to navigate the new rules is to not drive in the right lane unless you need to park or turn right. Some parts of the corridor are only for public transit, so keep an eye out for markers like curbs, red paint, and solid red and white paint lines. I'm Jody Fortino.
Light showers around Lawrence right now. About a 60% chance we'll see more rain sometime this evening and into the overnight hours. Temperature's 53 degrees right now. Be falling into the low 50s overnight. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 3:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition here for you. Through Friday starting at 5 a.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays as well starting at 7. Here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Ziggy and Miles, classical guitarist brothers from Australia, Sunday, October 26, 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Major League Baseball's World Series gets underway this evening. We'll have a preview ahead in just about 30 minutes. Coming up next, though, we meet an entrepreneur in Uganda who defied cultural norms and started her own coffee business. But she's run into some controversy with her insistence on purchasing her coffee beans only from women farmers. We'll hear more about that. It's just ahead. As All Things Considered continues here on KPR. Still cloudy with some rain showers around. Got about a 60% chance for showers continuing on and off throughout the evening and into the overnight hours. It's about 53 degrees right now. We'll see the temps falling into the low 50s overnight. We're headed out to a high school football game, Friday night lights, likely going to be dry for you, but might be a good idea to bring along some rain gear just in case.
From NPR News, this is All Things.
Hey, that's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Join us this weekend for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me here on Kansas Public Radio. Well, the West Wing of the White House is still functioning, and a team of publicists over there is busy at work curating the president's public image. We'll look behind the scenes. That's coming up in just a few minutes. The headlines from around the world from NPR, just ahead as well. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, online kansaspublicradio.org.
Trump's dominance of the attention landscape seems important because it makes it difficult for other
records today. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8%, topping its all-time high set earlier this month. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Online, we're at kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy and 53 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6 minutes after 4.
That is Andy Greenberg, senior writer at Wired. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Elsa.
And in a statement from his lawyer, Chauncey Billups denied any wrongdoing and says that he intends to fight the allegations.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Coming up on All Things Considered, Russia has attacked Ukraine with thousands of deadly strikes by drones since 2022, and has changed the way the Ukraine sounds. A youth orchestra outside Kyiv has been listening very closely.
Our pictures were not put up to say that these people...
They'll be playing a composition, a shared overture. We'll hear more about that. It's coming up in 25 minutes. Just ahead, though, the World Series gets underway this evening in Toronto between the Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. We've got a preview ahead in 5 minutes.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
Be sure to join us tonight after All Things Considered. It's KPR's annual live day broadcast, and it continues this evening with a performance by our own Destiny and Mermegan and friends. It'll be a wild night of spooky music and stories, a Halloween special, and it's all performed live at the Lawrence Public Library. That's happening tonight at 7:06, right here on your KPR One stations. The time is 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. From EBSCO, providing researchers with access to biomedical and healthcare literature reviews with the goal of helping them conduct thorough reviews in less time. Learn more at EBSCO.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, at macfound.org.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Adrian Florido. For years, the Kremlin has been cracking down on internet usage in Russia. It's banned Facebook and Instagram. It's slowed down YouTube, making it harder for users to access. Now, Russian authorities are on a campaign to get every citizen to download a state-controlled messaging app called Max that can make calls, send text messages, transfer money, just about anything you can.
Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered every weekday afternoon starting at 3 o'clock and on the weekends as well. Tune in for Weekend All Things Considered. That starts at 4 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin, known for her high-energy fusion of jazz, funk, and soul. Live in concert Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at follytheater.org.
The time is 4:30.
This attorney declined to prosecute her. He was then replaced by Lindsay Halligan, who had no prosecutorial experience, but brought the case anyway. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 4:32. Kansas ranchers are joining the opposition to President Donald Trump's proposal to import beef from Argentina in an attempt to combat high beef prices. Scarlett Maidinger with the Kansas Livestock Association says ranchers around the state are telling her that they're disappointed.
The message of our members to the Trump administration, congressmen, and our senators is that they do not want this plan.
Maidinger says new beef imports will drive profits down for ranchers and for feedlots. Kansas ranks third nationally in beef production, with 6 million cattle on ranches and in feed yards. The Kansas City, Kansas Police Department says it made one of the biggest drug busts in the city's history this week. The drugs were seized from a short-term rental home in downtown KCK. The department says officers recovered more than 9 pounds of fentanyl, half a pound of marijuana, and 2.5 ounces of methamphetamine. Police say the street value of the drugs exceed $100,000. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid, 100 times more potent than morphine. The University of Kansas has announced that the Sunflower Football Showdown against Kansas State is a sellout, but as Greg Eklund reports, the Kansas Jayhawks have fallen short of securing a victory lately against their cross-state rival.
KU's last win over K-State dates back to 2008. That's 16 straight that the Wildcats have won since then. This will be the fifth game between the rivals since Lance Leipold has been the Jayhawks' head coach, and he knows that the Jayhawks have let some close contests slip away.
It's our full intention that we find a way to close it out and finish the ball game when opportunity shows for us to have a chance to win.
This will be the 123rd meeting between the two schools. The Saturday morning kickoff will be shortly after 11 a.m. I'm Greg Eklund.
About a 60% chance for showers continuing this evening. Temperatures in the mid-50s, now falling into the low 50s in the overnight hours. Tomorrow, cloudy with fog in the morning and showers likely throughout the day off and on. About a 70% chance for showers on Saturday. For tomorrow night, the rain will continue. Overnight lows expected to drop once again to around 50 degrees. And then for Sunday, still cloudy, about a 20% chance for showers. In fact, these cloudy conditions with intermittent showers continue Monday and Tuesday, with afternoon highs in the upper 50s, overnight lows in the upper 40s. It's 4:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Adrian Florido in Washington, NPR News.
Hello, KPR friends. It's Destiny here, inviting you to the Live Day concert, October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library. It will be broadcast on the air at 7 p.m., and it's free to attend in person, but we would ask that you RSVP because it fills up quickly because it is so fun. So quick, go RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org, and I'll see you there.
It's going to be a lot of fun. That's this evening at 7 o'clock, right after All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 11 minutes before 5, just after 5 o'clock. We'll have a rundown of the latest news headlines from around the country, around the world. Also ahead, just after 5 o'clock, if the U.S. government shutdown continues into November, 42 million people could lose their SNAP food assistance benefits.
The only thing that really helps moderate and low-income Americans meet their basic monthly expenses is the SNAP program.
Government can shift funding to cover some losses, but it's not going to be enough. We'll hear more about that coming up just after 5 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
The fight for human rights, supporting advocates and grassroots organizations worldwide working towards democracy, equity, and justice at ajws.org. From Easy Cater, committed to helping organizations order and manage food for all their business needs, with online ordering from restaurants nationwide, employee meal programs, and tools to control food expenses at easycater.com. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Listen while you make breakfast or drop off the kids. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition here for you on Kansas Public Radio every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m. and on Saturday and Sunday mornings beginning at 7. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsboro Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Find us online at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
Cloudy and 53 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 6 minutes after 5.
NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. And we're online, too. KansasPublicRadio.org is where we can be found 24/7. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, a Boston restaurant is under fire for its decor, displaying framed photos of some local gangsters and criminals. Some of the patrons say it's glorifying those criminals, although the owner of the restaurant disagrees.
Our pictures were not put up to say that these people were good people or they were heroes. It's very obvious that they're bad people and criminals. They're mugshots.
More on that controversy coming up in 15 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit and the Women and Money Conference for women interested in their financial well-being, November 6th at Exploration Place in Wichita. More on Women and Money Conference at womenandmoneyks.org.
Also coming up, as All Things Considered continues, a core business for Western Union has been migrant workers sending their money back home from the U.S. Now, Western Union is saying it's losing a lot of that business since President Trump took office. We'll have more on that story, and that's ahead in 5 minutes. Be sure to join us tonight for KPR's annual Live Day broadcast. Continues right after All Things Considered at 7 o'clock with a performance by our own Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends. It'll be a wild night of spooky Halloween music and stories. It's all performed live this evening at the Lawrence Public Library tonight at 7 o'clock here on KPR One stations.
Support for NPR comes...
Change behind a museum robbery is anything but.
He's not stealing Picasso's. He's stealing Arthur Dove's. There's a sort of ego there of kind of, I'll steal the artist that only real artists know about.
Josh O'Connor on Plane, The Mastermind. Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. KPR is your place. For NPR News. We've got the latest news headlines from around our region coming up in just about 2 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering in-studio and on-location senior pictures, family portraits, professional headshots, and more. Serving Lawrence and surrounding area since 2004. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
Still cloudy and 53 degrees in Lawrence at 5:30.
Players.
While Los Angeles is led by the great Shohei Ohtani, Toronto's hitting star is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He has 6 home runs during these playoffs. That's even one more than Ohtani. Still, LA is the big favorite, primarily because of the Dodgers' starting pitching.
That's Steve Futterman reporting. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, in for Laura Larson this afternoon. It's 5:32. Kansas livestock groups are urging ranchers to contact their lawmakers to oppose the Trump administration's plans to import beef from Argentina. As Kalen Moore reports, the livestock groups say that that deal would hurt Kansas agriculture.
Beef prices have been rising due to drought, which made cattle feed more expensive, and higher costs for equipment and energy are causing some ranchers to shrink their herds. President Trump said earlier this week that he wants to import beef from Argentina to lower prices, but experts say that would mostly hurt the profits of ranchers in places like Kansas. Scarlett Madinger with the Kansas Livestock Association says Trump's comments alone already hurt cattle markets.
Just the comments or the allusion to this plan dropped the bottom out of the market.
Prices for cattle dropped $9 per 100 pounds. Madinger says Kansas ranchers want the government not to intervene in the market. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
And the president's plan to buy beef from Argentina has sparked a rare moment of bipartisan unity among the Kansas congressional delegation. Democratic Representative Sharice Davids expressed her opposition to the president's proposal in comments to the Topeka Capital Journal yesterday. Davids said the federal government should be doing more to support American beef producers. Republican Congressman Derek Schmidt agrees with his Democratic colleague. Schmidt is one of 8 House Republicans who have sent a letter to President Trump asking him to explain how the plan aligns with the administration's commitment to strengthen American agriculture. The streetcar extension in Kansas City, Missouri is finally open. As Jody Fortino reports, riders can take the car now from the River Market through downtown and Westport all the way to the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Hey, everybody! I'm on the new streetcar extension just leaving the Southmoreland stop, and it's packed with people and people lining the streets and waving. It now reaches the River Market to UMKC along Main Street. If you're driving along Main, no cones, but be sure to look out for new transit-only lanes. The easiest way to navigate the new rules is to not drive in the right lane unless you need to park or turn right. Some parts of the corridor are only for public transit, so keep an eye out for markers like curbs, red paint, and solid red and white paint lines. I'm Jody Fortino.
Still a 50 to 60% chance for showers to continue later this evening. Some rain showers around northeast Kansas now. Temperatures in the mid-50s now, falling to the low-50s overnight. The time is 5:35.
Considered. I'm Elsa Chang in Culver City, California.
And I'm Adrian Florido in Washington. File this one under Boston Bar Fight.
Terrible jokes in person? Well, Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m., it's your chance. The Lawrence Public Library, a free concert that we will also broadcast on our radio airwaves for you. We would like you to RSVP, though, because it fills up quickly. It's a fun concert of Halloween tunes, and I really hope to see you there. Go to kansaspublicradio.org.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Make it on down to the library, or you can just listen to it on the radio. KPR's live day picks up at 7 o'clock with Destiny and Friends. A wild night of spooky music and stories, all of it performed live at the library, Lawrence Public Library, tonight at 7 o'clock, right after All Things Considered, here on Kansas Public Radio. Well, still ahead, in the next half hour, 30 people were arrested yesterday for their roles in illegal gambling schemes, including rigged poker games.
They rigged these card shufflers to transmit the deck order to a secret operator. Then that operator would transmit the information to a cheating player in the game.
Among those involved are an NBA head coach and an NBA player. More on that coming up in 25 minutes. Just ahead, though, we meet an entrepreneur in Uganda who's defying cultural norms and sexism in the coffee business. He's gotten into some controversy recently, though. We'll find out more about that. That's coming up.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center, presenting Haunting Humanities on Wednesday, October 29th at 5:30 p.m. at Abe and Jake's Landing in Lawrence, open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
So a 50 to 60% chance for showers continuing this evening. Overnight lows in the low 50s.
From .com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week, the president tore down the East Wing of the White House, breaking the law against metaphors that are just too on the nose. Join us for the news quiz that leaves nothing standing. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Join us tomorrow at noon for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute at 90.3, and online, kansaspublicradio.org.